looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Light on Living. This is the Dating Your Diet series. I'm Light Coach Lisa, holistic nutritionist and life coach, helping people fall in love with the right food and the right lifestyle. And today is totally about lifestyle. It's about fashion. It's about looks. And actually, it's about life-changing looks. How to consciously use color to look your best. Now, I want to share with you why I was so drawn to this topic. So before I do introduce my amazing guest, this is a rather, you know, every day we get dressed, and some of us wear makeup, some of us don't, but most of us do something a little splashy. Maybe it's the way we do our hair. We do put lip gloss on. We choose our jewelry, even right down to a watch that we're choosing, the color of our shoes, our wardrobe. All of these things really do have such an impact that as I've been life coaching for 20 years now and listening to people, you know, you can't help but notice, you know, when they step in front of you, what are they wearing and does it match their mood and their, what are they putting out into this world? So a couple of years ago, I started a little business called Feel Your Fashion. Now, it's not just because I love all the letters FFF and, you know, and everything rolling together, but Feel Your Fashion was really about, I noticed that how people were dressing was really how they felt. Now, and I kept thinking, okay, are they stepping into clothes that how they already feel, or are they putting clothes on and it's changing how they feel? Because we all know that it's very difficult to get into the mood of exercising if you're wearing, let's go crazy, a ball gown. So you're going to put on the proper clothes that fit the activity. But to take it further, the colors we choose, I mean, some people have favorite colors, or they find that they look better in colors or not, and or other people are more attracted to them. So I was really fortunate to meet Pierre Lalonde. He's a stylist and color expert, and I was beyond fascinated by something he's created. It's DNA color authentication analysis. Now, I know that sounds really scientific and fancy, and maybe it kind of is. We're going to find out. But he said to me, standing right in front of me, and he said, oh, no. You just take a picture of your iris, of your eye, and your skin tone, and this is DNA color authentication. And I thought, okay, I must know. So he took it a step further because really, you know, this whole show is about, we've got our lovely conscious community. We've got this whole thing. We all want to create love and that harmony. That's really what this is about, is doing all harmony. And this is why this is important, because the colors you wear can truly change how the world sees us. So I'm going to share a little bit about the process here in a nice, gentle way. And then I'm going to let Pierre take over. But so, there's Pierre right there. So what he does and what he teaches us is that by how we can use the right colors to bring harmony and symmetry into our lives. Because of this, also the colors can be healing. We're going to learn how the world sees us based on the colors we wear and learn about an analysis, which we talked about, that's available to us to determine those exact colors, from clothing to makeup to jewelry to hair color to our environment, and really truly based on the color of our skin and eyes. So Pierre Lalonde actually brings us a system that has been created through a scientific analysis of the RGB tones of the skin and your eye color. Well, welcome, Pierre. This is fascinating.
Thank you, Lisa. It's such a pleasure for me to be on air with you today. And because, you know, I'm so happy today because I want to bring a gift to everyone today. Mm-hmm. I want people to feel enriched and become more aware of how color really benefits us in life and how we can really use it to really anchor ourselves as to really define who we truly are in the eyes of others. And, you know, it's true that up to 70% of what people remember about us or a presentation is truly what we have on. It's the colors we wear. It's very, very powerful. So understanding those advantages and how people perceive us by what we put on, it creates that wonderful knowledge of knowing who we are as well better. It helps ground us. It creates harmony in our life, and it also simplifies our life. And I want to show you today not only how to sort of become aware of this, but I also want to let you know how to have your own DNA color profile. And today, as a special as well for everyone, because I'm on your show today, I'm offering a wonderful special for everyone today, which I have not done to anybody else as well. So it's you've described earlier, it's as simple in order for understanding the symmetry and how to I can guide someone to get their best colors. It's simply done by we do it through a photograph of the inside of your wrist. And also a photo of one eye. It's quite simple. It just needs to be done in natural daylight or a bright light. That's quite, and then that's how we just, you email that. And that just gives you the little bit of the background of how we're able to sort of give you this result of being authenticated. So what's very, very important, what we want to start with is to understand why we want to have the colors that really suits us best. Like, why are we looking for those colors that are, you know, that gives us the compliment that every time someone sees us and says, wow, that looks good. Why, that looks great. Well, there's a reason behind that. And that reason, it's not just that color is prettier on somebody than somebody else. It's really because it's how it's reflected. And when its color is reflected with a level of symmetry, it actually eliminates.
Here, could you explain symmetry to the listeners so just that they understand what that means with color? Yeah.
Well, symmetry is what people really find attractive. Symmetry is the definition of beauty. I'll give you an example of symmetry. When we look at a baby's faces, do you know how we all go, oh, adorable, beautiful? You can just look at their face for hours. It's because every baby's face is symmetrical. So they are in perfect symmetry. So this is an example of how symmetry works. So when we are in a room that is very symmetrical, there's no distraction. It allows us to have our complete thoughts and be in harmony, have a sense of peacefulness. But when a room is not symmetrically designed with color as well, it's distracting. We tend to look at every other place, sort of little articles in the room. So this applies so much into what we wear, because when people look at us, exactly, if we are not in harmony with our core and accent colors, there's a lot of distraction going on. And that is what creates the color not to appear as wonderful as it could be, because not only the color is not as wonderful as it could be, it's because we will remember and notice any fault that a person has. And what I mean by that is when you're not symmetrical, you might look more tired than usual. When your colors are not authenticated for you, your silhouette doesn't look as nice. Your body shape doesn't look as good as well. When you're not authenticated and you're trying to speak to someone and you want their attention, it's difficult to keep their attention because they're distracted. You're creating a distraction, but not only a distraction, you're actually simultaneously sending a message that color is actually specifically working, that is subconsciously sending them that thought. And this is why having the understanding of not only knowing what best colors are on you, but to know what message you're actually sending out based on what that color is being reflected. So
I am blown away right now, actually, Pierre. This is crazy pants, because I'm thinking about when you said, I'm so glad I asked you to define symmetry. And here I was thinking I knew what it was. When I think of even the mandala, then when we meditate, when we look at a flower, that the petals, the way they're shaped together, the lotus, there's so much symmetry. And I love what you just said about it eliminates, eliminates distraction. How that is so important, because we are so distracted. You're right. So by doing this, not only are we clearing our space and our visions of things, but also how we're received by others. This is so helpful. My goodness.
Well, it's tremendous, because when we are dressed symmetrically, we're actually giving people a favor. We're helping.
Oh.
We are. Because it's not fair to put someone in front of us when we're not symmetrically really balanced or authenticated with their colors, because it makes it difficult for them to engage with us. They have to work harder to pay attention to us. Mm-hmm. They have to kind of work harder to stay positive with us. Color has that huge, huge impact, but no one's been able to explain it before or to truly understand how does it work subconsciously. And everyone who has their DNA color will tell you exactly what I'm saying, not because I've told them to do as I say, but they are living the experience every single day. They are aware of how others are treating them when they wear a certain color. They are aware what happens when they wear something that is not reflective in a way that is best suited for them. And it works both ways. They don't even feel good if they no longer wear their colors. Color has an energy that's reflective on our skin that keeps a balance between our eyes and our skin tone. And when we learn to feel that vibration and understand that how we feel with those colors, our world becomes so simplified when we dress, when we choose our colors. Because I always say, once we know our color profile, we can really live in three colors, because each color has an emotion. And okay, we look at when you receive your profile, you'll see an average of approximately 11 or 12 emotions that your specific colors actually, you know, send out that particular message to others. And for example, some of those messages that are sending out is some colors have a very strong message of being very communicative and intelligent. So that's very important to be aware of what that color is when we are.
Would somebody who's trying to design their business logo or their colors for their success of business, does this also come into play?
100%. It just follows. It's all reflective. It's all personal. So this is your own personal, because every color is completely different on one person than the other. So your blues, your colors that are communicative for you, Lisa, mm-hmm, are completely different than mine. So,
right,
you know, there. So this is why the concept of color is mastered in a way that you can use it on what is reflective of you. It's your world, it's your environment, and that's what impacts you. It's what's very necessary to know what those, you know, what those shades, what those colors are.
I know, in saying that, so imagining, because I mean, I have been so lucky enough that you've done my analysis, and I did post it on Own Times, their page when they were advertising the show, and then I've posted it on my Facebook page and see it, and I was blown away. I mean, even looking, when I received that analysis from you, it made me happy just looking at it, because those are my colors. Like, it was just fun to spend time looking over. How many pages was that? It was 71 pages. Like, this is like a thorough analysis.
It's very thorough. And the way you organize your clothes with this, it just simplifies it, because you start pairing your clothing just by color.
Right.
And you notice on your three most effective emotions. So we started going, like, for example, one emotion is communication and intelligence. The other one would be sensuality, a lot of fun, and high energy. So that is another color in itself. So how important is that to know when you're going on a date? How important is that when you do want to have a little bit of fun? But it's not just for you. It's what you are transferring to others. When you wear that color of high energy and fun and sensuality, this is how you make other people feel. This is how they're getting from you. This is the message they're getting from you. And I mentioned earlier on, it's what people remember. 70% is what you wear. It's that message that you're sending out to people. And to be able to simplify, to really master your own specific colors that delivers, that is what you want for sensuality, high energy, fun when you do want it, to combine it in areas where you want to be restful and harmonious. That is just, you need to, you know, time to be, you know, to be soothing, and you need to be good to yourself. You just want to be have there's shades in your profile that will do this. And there are also colors that if you need to heal, you need to heighten your spirituality, that you don't want to send out a message of high energy or good communication or intelligence. You just want to be in an environment that's healing. Well, then you go to your healing color and you apply that. You wear it, and then it helps you. It helps others, and it gives you answers for your life. It gets to know who you are. So using the colors for your own purpose in life.
One important thing, it's just really super come up when you're talking about if say one is in healing mode and so they don't want to be putting on these colors that say, look at me, I'm energetic, because that will just become more draining. Now, here's a question for you. Is it possible that we could therefore help ourselves of, I'm going to go into the realm of giver and takers. Like if somebody's being always taken advantage of because maybe are we wearing a color that says, I have lots to give, but maybe we don't at the time, like whether it's energy or anything, could be anything, could be money, it could be whatever. Would that have a vibrational effect in our lives by changing that color into what we're really putting out to the world of what we have available to give and to share or to receive?
Well, as far as give and take, knowing what color you want to wear, and it defines the purpose of your day. So as you define what you need to do for your day, so as you, for example, you need to be supported and reliable, there's a color that will do this. Let's say you need to, you need a little bit of strength, you need to communicate stronger today. Well, you will put this, but it'll give you that sort of comfort, plus you'll feel what you wear, and you'll have an easier way to convey your message. So if you know who you are, if you choose the right color and helps you define who you are, well, then there's less chances you will be taken advantage of, because first of all, your intentions will match what you want to say. And therefore, it helps your life to become stronger and to be more aware of your surroundings as well.
Because we're going to end up going to commercial, I don't want that to cut off. But when we come back, this is it's so interesting. So when we come back, we're going to dive into a few questions that I've had ahead of time, and just right back into feeling the fashion, how it's affecting us, and how we can choose the right colors. Right back after these messages.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts. It's like she owns the place. And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Thank you, everybody, for coming and joining with us here. It is Light on Living, but it's the Dating Your Diet series. And that's really something that's fun because I get to bring in all kinds of stuff about lifestyle and diet. And I'm very happy to be having with us here today is Pierre Lalonde. He has done the DNA color authentication system. And I mean, this is going into so many areas of life. And Pierre, I want to say something before about because you just reminded me how important this was to me. For 14 years, actually, two cars. I kept two cars for 7 years each, and I was just, I had to have red. I had to have a red car. Now, I don't wear red, but I was like, no, I really wanted a red car because I felt that it was the root chakra. It was very grounding. I felt very secure and safe in my red car. So mm-hmm. I was going to ask you, does this extend even into, like, I look at your car, it could be a piece of jewelry as well, but it, like, does the color of our cars matter? And should we even be asking another person to help us choose wall paint colors?
Well, you don't have to ask someone to help choose your car because it's reflective exactly the same thing as you wear. So if you feel those impacts that our emotions are on your own color profile that you receive, the same thing applies to the car. You mentioned something just earlier about, you mentioned something about, you know, how just going back to what you said, you know, people being taken advantage of or something that you feel that, well, I have many, many experiences in people's lives with this really altered. And a perfect example for that is teenagers. I have a mom who came to me and said, that was a couple years ago, and said, Pierre, could you advise my son, because he's 16 years old. At the time, she says he's openly gay, and I'm concerned about his dress code because he dresses extremely feminine. And she said, I'm concerned about, you know, him having, you know, being bullied, and because he was being bullied, and she was afraid for his life, actually. So I said, bring him in. I'll have a chat with him. So when Liam came into my studio, he was dressed all in black, and he had striped pants as well. And we did his DNA authentication. So we took a picture of the inside of his wrist, a photo of his eye, one eye, and then we just did the authentication. We were able to do it while he was here. And so his profile, how he turned out, it was that he, black for him was absolutely very oppressive and very also hard for him. And it was, whenever he wears black, it's menacing. So when people see him, they feel provoked. So I said to him, I said, why don't you stay true to your style of dressing? Where the colors that, I mean, that I'm recommending for you, which are all pastels, like pinks. And I said, even your, he's got slightly blonde hair. I said, if you want to be a little outrageous for your hair color, I said, lavender would be perfect for you. Ooh. I said, she wants, because I love lavender hair. Well, I said, why don't you come back? I said, in a week from now, we'll book you for your color will do that. And so he left and took his profile with him. When he walked back into the studio a week later, I didn't recognize him.
Oh my
He walked in with mint green pants. He had a pale yellow shirt on. His look, he was unrecognizable. He owned his look. He was wearing the most sort of dramatic, like to me, that the pastels and delicate colors. But yet, he looked masculine, even though he had makeup on. He was authenticated. The symmetry was incredible. So I have to say, as a result, the bullying stopped. He started feeling amazing with the way he feels. He looks, because he was getting a good response from all of his peers. So he's able to be unique, be different, wear the makeup that he wants, but he needs to do it with his authentication, because the system that you get, the profile you get, also includes all your eye makeup. Eye makeup for your eyes, your lipsticks, your eyeshadows create the symmetry as well for your face, creates a harmonious look. The color of hair you choose has got it between the accents and the core colors, creates that symmetry for your whole body. The shoes that you choose balances your silhouette, and the shoe color we choose is what brings out the white of our eyes, really white, and creates the perfect balance for the silhouette. People aren't aware of that. They're not aware, but the color of your shoes, you can ruin an entire symmetrical look by the wrong color of shoes.
This has been, so that story was so, first of all, absolutely beautiful. That makes me want to just make sure everybody has one, because that's a, wow, that is a confidence, courage, life-changing. I mean, you really are life-changing with your colors.
It is life-changing. And he is sold on this. I would even like, what I'm working on right now is I would love to do an entire high school.
Entire
high school, because they're...
Okay, if anybody's listening, I would love to put this out there right now. Anybody out there, if you want to rally together, maybe you're a student and you would love for this to be a project, if you're a principal, if you're a teacher, if you're just a parent, and if you want to bring this to high school, please reach out to Pierre Lalonde, and we'll do the spelling, we'll do the links, or to myself, Lisa Berry, at Light on Living, because Pierre, that is a beautiful, fun project.
I love that. Because the young people are under so much pressure. They're limited with what's out there available. There's a standard sort of thing that we see everywhere with black, gray right now. But young people are completely reactive and sensitive to what message people are sending out with color. They're so in tune with it. And a lot of it will induce this type of menacing reaction, and it's all due to color. So when teenagers get to know who they are, as you know, to choose what colors to be who they want to be by using their authenticated colors, it's life changing. So imagine putting this in a whole area of young people in a high school where we could show the results, and we could measure results as far as how they're getting along, how their grades are reacting. Family as well, with their own colors. And it's a simple system, because like I said, people can live with three colors. Once you know your system, your shopping becomes easy. You're choosing your colors.
I'm glad you brought up shopping. So here's to pose this question. Fashion, trends, what's in, what's out, and what's available to us. So let's say the fashion industry and shopping retail stores are saying, nope, black is what we're going to put out there for you to buy. And if you don't wear black, or it's after Labor Day, you can't wear white. And maybe I love wearing white. So do we listen to the fashion industry who's setting those, the magazines are out and all this, or do we just go, nope, I got to do what I got to do?
Well, people will always love us, and people will always, always react best to us in our authenticated colors, no matter what fashion there is. We will always be complimented in the colors that are reflective upon our skin and eye color. There is no getting away from it. We are born this way. And also, the question that I often get asked is, well, Pierre, for me to take my photo right now of my wrist or my eye, I'm very tan. And it's irrelevant. So I always tell people, no matter how tan you are, it doesn't matter. And it'll never change either through your whole life. It will always, those colors will always be the colors that will work for you, that will bring you in the most amount of harmony, symmetry, and will give you the best results.
So they don't need to send one in their winter skin without tanned and their summer skin with a tan. It wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter. For example, I'm one of those people that I love black. It's one of my favorite colors, and I can't wear it. I can't touch it.
Aww.
As soon as I wear black, I look menacing. I look oppressive. And it's just, I get asked all the time, are you tired? I can't, I tried every which way. And so therefore, what I'm trying to say is sometimes our profile is not about the best colors that we like. Sometimes the profiles and colors that are recommended, they're not instinctively the colors. They're colors that we've been been pre-taught of what we see on other people that we like.
Right.
So it doesn't necessarily mean they're great for us. We're just accustomed to seeing great colors on other people. Doesn't mean it's got to be reflective for us. So understanding, your core and your accent and how to combine it. It shows you. It's all on the profile. When you guys click, it's on the app. It tells you everything. Everything I'm talking about right now, it comes into this profile that.
It does. It was. It's such a thorough. When I opened it, I just had so much fun. It was just happy to see it. Now here's a question that was written in to me ahead of time, and they're asking about body shapes and sizes. Now, say we have, it was a young woman and she's obese. So it's not even like I'm just trying to hide a few spots here and there. She says she likes to wear the colors that are slimming. Now, are colors that are slimming to one going to be different for colors, or is black just a slimming color? So there we have that thing again now, like sizes versus, you know, it's small people. Like I'm a smaller person, so I try to wear brighter colors so it looks wider and bigger.
Great question. The thing with black is not necessarily the slimming color. Uh-huh. What is a slimming color is a dark color. You see, Dark recedes, light expands. So therefore, everyone on their color profile, there are dark shades that are granted for your core, and there is also dark shades for your accent colors. So knowing how to dress in, you know, where you want to do a certain amount of contrast, so you know what is dark, you wear your darks where you want anything to be receded, mm-hmm. and you wear light where you like to have it a little bit more expanded. So black, thinking black is the color of being, you know, thinner. If you're not authenticated, will not help. It will actually offset your silhouette completely. It'll actually make you whiter because it'll bring your eye will travel because the reflection of that color on your skin doesn't bring you into like focus, like a nice picture. So therefore you can't get that beautiful silhouette that you're after.
Right. Oh my gosh, that's fascinating. Now I do have one more question before, but I want to say this is funny. I'm a barefoot girl, and I've known this, and it's a funny reason why I'm a barefoot girl, and now I get it just because of your system. This is crazy pants. The color of my shoes really bothered me all the time, and I felt like it just made me feel that it was more the color of my shoes, but I didn't really realize that as a child. And so I was like, no, I'm just going to go on bare feet. Well, right. So now as a woman, my favorite color of footwear to wear is sand, camel.
It's your perfect color.
So all these years I wasn't wearing shoes, and now I can wear shoes.
Because black for you is your core. But shoes are an accent, and so are purses. So your shoes is responsible to balance your silhouette and really brings out the white of your eyes and balance your eyes. Uh-huh. So when you wear a nude, not only are you creating contrast with your color, but you're getting that perfect symmetry. So a purse, for example, same thing with you, like a purse. A purse can add, the wrong color purse can add 10 pounds to a woman.
Yes. Oh, so 10 pounds. Everybody, 10 did, pounds. Every woman, did we hear that? We need to hear that. It adds 10
so
pounds.
So, for example, your core for you, like if you were to wear a black purse, well, we'll add pounds to you. We'll put black purse on you. It will make you look heavier. But black is your perfect core color. Go wear a black dress, black pants, black tops, black coat.
Right.
That's a beautiful silhouette for you. Because black is reflective on your skin. So when you wear a purse that is authenticated for your skin color, your subconscious registers it as your body shape. So that's why it makes you look wider. And when you wear a purse that is in your accents, which are all pastels, soft colors, it creates that balance between your eyes and your core. You know, your accent and your core. So it's quite dramatic. It makes a huge difference.
It's such a huge difference. Now, I noticed that you also have a book. So it's not just this whole system and everything, but you do have a book. It's on Amazon. Can you tell? I do want to hear more about that one because that was new for me to learn. I didn't know about that. So, yes, what is that the same?
Yes, my book is I wrote it a year and a half ago, and I've become a number one bestseller on Amazon and Kindle as well. So you can get it. So it's available. And it also talks about a variety of things in my book. It really encompasses a lot of my whole life, where I talk also about chakras. I talk about energy. I talk about food and color in it as well. And I talk about cosmetics. I talk about hair. The book is quite complete with a variety of great subjects and topics. Knowing what color works best for you is definitely life-changing. And I'm having the best time right now bringing this to people and creating its awareness. Because today, people want to know exactly why things work, and they want to know for sure. People are into information. We're in a world of information. People don't want to take somebody's word for it anymore. They don't want to be told, just do this, and I'll have to do it. They need to have an understanding behind it. And this is why the beauty of the DNA color profile, as soon as you start to become aware of it and use the recommended colors that are in the profile that I'm offering all of you today, you become completely aware, and it becomes so life-changing, because it's a comfort zone. You start to see your life evolve, and this is a system that will grow for the rest of your life, because you always get better at it all the time. You simplify your life through it, number one. Then as your emotions in your life slightly change, your purpose in your life change, then you change your colors a little bit according to it as well. But you always live your life in your authenticated, symmetrical colors. And that, to be able to do that, is incredible.
It has been, and I have to share with all the listeners, when I received the entire analysis, I was shocked at even one thing really shocked me, because it didn't ask me, you know, the dimensions of my face. It didn't ask me if my eyes were close together, how long, do I have a short neck or a elongated neck? And it included how the shape and the length of earrings. And
yes.
You have to share about that, because that one, like, how does it know? Now, we have a minute before commercial, so if we end up going to commercial, we're going to come back to that. But, like, how did it know? What? That's crazy.
Well, to create symmetry, some people, depending on eye color and skin color, have to combine gold and silver together. That creates harmony. And if you wear a longer earring or a short earring, it completely changes the symmetry. So understanding that, people are just amazed when I show them in the mirror for the first time. They go like, wow, I never knew gold or silver could have such an impact. Or changed the shape of my face dramatically.
Right, and even to the shape, like a stud versus a big hunky,
yes.
You know, earring versus like a teardrop.
Yes.
Like, how
all
did
of that
know
is
that?
In, yes, and all of that is in the DNA profile as well. You get all of this information is in this profile.
Like I said, when we do come back, we're going to go over, I have to pull up my chart to show, just share a little bit with people. And then if you could, in response, tell people like how that truly makes a big, not just like, hey, I look great, you know, feel and look great, but this is actually changing. And I love how you start off saying it actually simplifies our life. So we'll go to commercial. When we come back, we'll dive into those details.
Great. And I'll talk about how color brings trust.
Oh, beautiful. Absolutely.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right, excitedly jumping back into our conversation here with Pierre Lalonde. He's letting us know how our DNA, our color of our eyes and our skin can truly, once we know those right colors, can change our lives, simplify our lives, add so many things. I am going to first ask you to, let's come back to what you were just going to say about how color can bring trust. Did I hear you correctly? Yes, okay.
Absolutely, how it creates an image of trust.
Ooh.
And because knowing your colors that are ideal for you, and the more you wear them, the more people see you in your authenticated colors, the more they tend to trust you, because it's familiar. It's a cellular memory.
Oh.
When people see you a second time and you show up how kind of the way they had you in their vision and their mind prior, it's a continuation of a story of an evolution. It's connected to love, connected to trust, connected. Mm. So you're building a bond. The more you're seen in the same light with the same tones of colors, it's very, because there's no distraction, it's always very symmetrical to look at, it's appealing to look at, so therefore you reinforce that. Unfortunately, one of the person that is ideal for this example, and I do say, you know, unfortunately, is Donald Trump.
I knew you were going to say that.
You know, you knew, right?
Yes.
He created the ultimate image of trust through his clothing. He wore the blue suit. He never wears black. He wears the perfect red tie to balance his eyes with his core suit. And he is always has been authenticated in his colors. We see him exactly the same way. So he built that comfort and that trust so powerfully with the nation of showing himself in the public eye, of knowing who he is in the eye of the public, and standing in his own, it didn't matter what he said, because his image was so powerful that people were so familiar that they were just, you know, that memory is completely, you know, set in their mind so clearly. Then we talk about poor Hillary. Well, poor Hillary. Hillary doesn't know what our authenticated colors are.
Oh, no, poor Hillary.
She doesn't know. Hillary doesn't know she doesn't know who she is in the eye of the public. She is confused with all of her choices of colors. She is sending messages left, right, and center. Every time we see her, we're not sure what we're going to see. We're not sure if her hair will be long. We're not sure if her hair is going to be short. We're not sure if it's going to have massive, big hair. We don't know if it's going to be flat. We're not sure if you know, it's always a surprise. And when we, you know, we want to build trust in someone, it's very important, especially in the public eye that we see only on television, that memory is consistent, very consistent, because we need to grow that trust and that love. And when we don't have it, every time we see Hillary, it's like we're starting to know her all over again from scratch.
Oh, from scratch.
Like, oh, a new candidate that just showed up right now.
Right.
It's how her mind works. Like, oh, a new candidate. And when she changed her look in the middle of the elections, again, she took a back seat to building what needed to be built at such a high degree. It was irrelevant what she said. It's just people are visual. She's on television, national television as well. And
that's kind of pulled into, like, if you think about typecast, we think of actors who are typecast because they either show up as their authentic, like the similar, familiar character every time, or you see them and you go, oh my gosh, I didn't even recognize them. They have so much, you know, different makeup or different hairstyle or different everything. And yes, I see what you're saying.
Absolutely. Oh. And it's interesting. Talk about how symmetry works. Are you familiar with the new show that's on with Jane Fonda, Gracie, and Frankie?
Yes, I just watched some of it last night. Absolutely, on the fourth season.
So now, it's a good thing that I'm doing this on the radio as well, because if anyone knows the show, they can relate to it. Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda. If you see, Jane Fonda is always in pastel colors. They show in light colors, but unfortunately, they're always putting the wrong color on Jane Fonda. She looks stunning.
She looks young.
She looks fresh. But she has the wrong highlight in her hair. It's too ashy, too grayish for her. She wears colors that are very too gentle and too pastel-y for her skin tone and eye color. So it's constantly distracting. And subconsciously, you'll relate to what I say, because when you think of Lily Tomlin, she's always authenticated. So this is a perfect example. Lily is always in the right tones. They've got her black as her core color, her hair. So when you think of Lily, there's no distraction that comes to your mind. If I were going to have a conversation right now, if I was telling you, would you want to spend 5 minutes talking to or 10 minutes talking to Lily Tomlin, or would you like to spend 10 minutes talking to Jane Fonda? Which one will you choose?
Oh, my goodness.
You're right. Lily Tomlin, because it's hard to sort of be busy. You're not sure. You have a distraction when you're trying to engage with Jane Fonda. It's distracting.
Now I want to go look at them again. But meaning, yes, I see what you're saying. If it was the incorrect one, you just don't have that trust connection like what you're saying.
You're not sure. It creates doubt. Yeah. You create doubt. And unfortunately, you know, if only Jane could be in more of her earthy colors that are perfectly symmetrical for her. She would look so much younger, even than what she looks now.
But I hope she's listening.
Younger, you know, not only would she look younger, but you'd want to keep looking at her. You'd want to engage with her. And that's how color works. It's like when you don't have that the symmetry, it's not harmonious. And it makes you hyper.
Right. And yes, and this isn't about looking young or looking old. Like it's about looking youthful, like full of vitality and about trust and health and openness or whatever we need.
Talking about celebrities.
Yes.
And understanding your colors applies to every single person, whether you're a construction worker, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whether you're a grandma, it applies to your own personal lifestyle. It's emotional. Whether you're at home, always by yourself even, it's important to embrace the colors that are serving your purpose for your day. So this is not a denomination of let's be glamorous or be camera ready. It's personal about being looking your best. Because every human being is after the same thing. We all just want to look our best. We're all looking for symmetry. It's really, you know, when we're shopping, we're looking for clothing. We're actually looking for symmetry. And I'm saying that to all of you. We're looking for symmetry. We're not looking for that color. We're not looking for that new style. What we aim for, the angle, is we just want to look beautiful. We just want to bring that gift to others. We want sort of just show ourselves in a way, in a light where, you know, we can be our best in front of others.
And you know what? I love it. I'm just thinking right now how you said it's just for ourselves. And that's why even when we look for our bed sheets or the pajamas that we're going to wear, those colors matter. Even if we're turning the lights out and going to sleep, it's how we feel in them prior to. Here's a question, and it would be just not authentic if I did not ask this. What about when people put clothes and outfits on their pets?
Well,
matching our preferences, or should we take a picture of our dogs and cats' eyes and send them in, or is that more of our preference of our environment?
If it's a lap dog and dog's on you a lot, and you wear a coat, just make sure it's an accent, so it just creates beautiful harmony for you. But I've never done dedication for dogs.
So yes, you're right. It's more of it's an accent piece, or if you're like, no, because you know what? I have some clients that just they love putting little coats on their, you know, and it's helpful for them because they're warm when they're out and about. But that's where that question came from. Them, I wanted to make sure I covered their thing too. So now we still have quite a bit of time, but I just want to make sure that everybody hears this. How would one go about? So right now, because this is phenomenal, helpful, useful in all areas of life, even attracting a mate. If people are looking, you know, sending hearts, we listen to a commercial just on commercial break there. And if you're looking even for a mate and you want to be attractive and feel good, or if you're trying to not be bullied at school or make better friends, all these things. So what's the process of them to get this to you? And we have a base cost, but then you're offering an incredible 75% off. So if you could share with us how they would do this.
So it's very simple. Just take your phone, take a photo, just at the inside of your wrist, and just a close-up shot of one eye. And once you've got these two photos, you just email those photos to info@dnacolors.com. And colors is American spelling, C-O-L-O-R-S.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that. So, yes.
it's American spelling. So, info@dnacolors.com. And just send us your photos and we will get back to you. So just email us the photos and then we will email you back we'll respond to you and you should be able to get, you will be receiving also your profile within 72 hours. So we can, and so the cost that we always have for this service is $197. This is what I do also for my seminars that I teach and every audience show that I actually do. I always sell over more than 50% of my entire audience that I do my shows.
Yes,
so
I can imagine.
It's something that people are really, really gravitating towards. So it is. So for your show, I'm offering everyone 75% off. So for $49 is the cost that will be for anybody's authentication. And that covers your 16 colors of core accents, all of what we talked about. We talked about everything that is for your cosmetics, your eyeshadows, your lipsticks. It cuts all included, your hair color, your jewelry, even your best stones to wear. This is for men and this is for women. We have the profile for men. It's 50 page for men and it's 70 page for women. And this is a system that will save you so much money.
Yes.
Because you'll start to be aware of the things you're not going to want to wear anymore. It's just, they're just not going to make you feel good. And the magic and the beauty of understanding your best colors for you, it heightens, and your intuition actually becomes a little bit more heightened once you become aware of your best colors. So you start to notice that you have more attention to details in your other areas of your life simultaneously. So you'll start noticing things in your own personal relationship that you weren't before. You'll notice things at work. It's a sensitivity that once we know who we are as our best colors, and just life gets a little bit better all the way around. It just does.
I want to thank you first of all because that is a giant, like that is such a huge savings. I want to first of all thank you so much from everybody for putting that offer out to everybody. That's incredible. First of all, 75% off, and you know what? And it's actually even more because it'd be saving people for, like you said, when they go shopping. Like everybody should do this before, if they're planning on having a spring wardrobe session, you know, purchasing thing. They want to do this first. And also, I was just wondering two things I want to ask you because I'm going to squeeze this in the 3 minutes we have. If somebody is they're going to be doing their garden, which flowers to choose, where to put them, how much of the color and stuff, would that be in any way helpful?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Visually, when we see it, if it's reflected visually of what our own harmonious colors that we want, it's pleasing. It's beautiful. It feels great. And the system can be used for your home decor when you choose the colors of your walls. When you use it, you know, I talk about this in my book, using an 80-20% ratio, 80% of cool, 20% of warm. It creates the highest level of harmony in a room. I teach a lot of color experts on color. I also teach interior design as well with the system that's based reflectively. So how you make people feel really good in their home and by finding out what is actually happening in each room of their home. So if this is a room where they need to do a lot of thinking, motion, colors are good. Is it a room they need to do a lot of healing? Is it a room that they need to have a lot of high energy? So all of those, that you know, these different emotions you bring in reflectively, personally for each person in their room, just like you're doing it for your clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... So you can apply it to your whole life, and every single person has noticed such a huge, huge difference. And
you're making me want to go back to my thing just to make sure again, because I love that you said, you know, you may read, you get your enough back and say, okay, this is good. This is what I'm doing. That's not, you know, it's hindering me. So I'm going to make these changes. And then you do a little bit of a change at a time. And then you might go, well, you know what, maybe I'll look into my, and you even talked about the stones that we wear or even have around us. And you talked about chakras, and I know I'm squeezing this in. I got 1 minute. With the chakras and the stones that we wear, and you said that can actually help clear so there's no distractions and help me being increased.
Yeah.
Do I have you there? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Nope. Oh, yes, I couldn't hear you.
So definitely the stones you wear are color authenticated as well for you specifically, because each stone has a purpose. But when they're reflective directly with your harmony of your skin tone and your eye, then you maximize the benefits of those stones. And not only do you get and how to wear them, it tells you in the app as well. So sometimes it's your some for your rings, some for some small earrings, and it tells you where to wear those stones as well. So it's quite complete. It's a very complete system for everyone to have.
I just love this. I hope that everybody got as much as I already did. I can't wait to go back in it. And I want to invite everybody once again to go check that out. It's info@dnacolor, C-O-L-O-R. Is that it? It's color? Info.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. .com, and send in a picture and picture of the wrist and the iris, and we'll have to figure out how they do the payment then. So I'll have to make sure I get that all correct and done. But I'll post this on a link. Everybody, write, let me know how much this has changed your life and how much color's changed. Thank you, Pierre, so much for this incredible fun hour.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And I'd be delighted. So I'm just happy to bring that for all of your listeners and viewers out there. It's life-changing, and it works.
Well, thank you so much. This is Hooks, and I'm going to post so everybody can get a hold of it. So save 75% off so you can save more on everything else in your life. We'll see you guys on a Monday for the regular season or show of Light on Living. I'm Lisa Berry. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Pierre.
You're welcome, Lisa.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.